and brief requests for suggestions, although it probably doesn't make sense to request suggestions for what I'm about to say, which is that I seem to have been isolated in a little, what's the right word? It feels like a communications isolation unit. I strongly suspect that when I call AT&T, I'm not getting AT&T per se, but AT&T who have dual allegiance, let's say, if it is in fact AT&T, and that when I call iPower, the web host, that I'm getting similarly someone who is either it's not truly iPower or some person who's been paid, because and I strongly suspect that, as I've said before, that there are parallel pages of all the files on my machine and parallel pages from the web host on my online files that I store there. I've had to go back and correct things. I've had problems I haven't been able to, in the code I haven't been able to correct. When I called iPower to try to get someone to help me figure out why the page, sections of the page was not showing, I got this woman who sounded to me like an African-American woman who said her name was Pamela, she was so helpful and said she was going to run all of these tests, but there were these little tells, which I won't bore you with. One of which, though, I'll mention, which is that she said to me, and of course, when she ran these tests for malware, it came out perfectly clean. But then she said to me, I'm looking at your stats. Do you look at your stats? I said, no, because I don't believe it would. I mean, if they've got their little fingers all over my pages, they've got their little fingers all over my stats, whatever they are. And she said, well, this is interesting because your daily average is 80 people who go to your site per day. But now this is strange, on January 18th, there were 10 times that number, 800. And I said, well, that's not plausible, is it? So could you email me that? Oh, sure, yeah. And email for me as well, the fact that you're doing this malware test and it came out clean. Oh, yes, of course. And she says, we're going to, what's the word to use? Escalate your problem up to higher level of investigation, which was the very same word used by AT&T when I tried to pursue problems with connection with them. And by the way, when I mentioned in the January 11th show that only my son is able to get an AT&T connection, after that, no connection at all. Plausible deniability is the name of the game. So, do I not get any emails from folk who are listening or reading the stuff I put out there because there are none, or is it because, and do I get no mail in any sense, the P.O. box or in the electronic email? Do I get none because no one ever gets in touch, or is it because, as they did to Du Bois, they hold the mail or screen it or whatever? Because I'm on the listserv for Berkeley Liberation Radio, and I get that. So, and I get communications from Berkeley Community Media, the director there, who corrected my problem after I was unable to, after I mentioned it on the air, the fact that I was made a non-member. So, if there are any real folks who have any suggestions for how I can make this a little bit easier, because when I go to the library, I can't upload my MP3 files. I am able thus far to copy and paste the HTML code from a text file into the file online. But I am not able to upload MP3 files from this show. And I found that to be the case when I try to use a wireless connection. I've gone to multiple cafes, library locations. I don't want to bother you with all of them. But a number of different places where I've had difficulty uploading the MP3 files. So if you have any suggestions for a connection that can't be messed with, because even when I go to, there's a place called Used Computer Store where I even splurged and got a laptop in order to try to do wireless uploading at different places. And every time I go to a cafe, either it just doesn't work, or one time it said that the server wasn't available. And when I asked the guy, what does that mean at the Used Computer Store where I got this laptop? He said, well, it just means the internet's not working properly, whatever that means. AT&T trucks, when I go to the library, I don't know if it's coincidence or not. I am trying to figure out a way to make this a little less time intensive, labor intensive. And I don't want to do that by shortening the shows. So if you have any suggestions, get in touch. Multiple, use different mediums. So one backing up the other. I got a book that time. Maybe send me a book. Put a note in it this time, though. No.